Take Santa Claus, then ditch the red suit and the flying reindeer, and you've got a guy who's all about giving. Scott Gurian from member station KGOU in Norman, Oklahoma, says his dad tried out the role and then got more than he bargained for.
Christmas doesn't really mean much to my dad, Randy Gurian. He lives alone, most of his family is out of state, and anyway, he's Jewish. So, a few years ago, he got to thinking.
Even though Christmas isn't my holiday per se, rather than just sit around and do nothing, I might as well give back and do some good for people that would like to celebrate it, but they don't have the means to celebrate it.
So he started volunteering at a soup kitchen. He collected donations of winter clothing from his neighbors to give out to the homeless.
And the other thing I do is I go to the post office. They always have letters for Santa Claus, and people could answer them if they want. I pick out the ones that are really the saddest. Kids that are writing letters, and they're asking for clothes, they're asking for shoes, and they say, "And Santa, if you have anything left in your bag, can you maybe get me a shirt?"
My dad usually takes about a dozen or so letters, passes a bunch out to his friends, and keeps a few for himself. Last year, he answered three from kids in the Bronx.
I went to like a discount store, and I try to comply with most of the things on the list. I went to FedEx. I shipped it. And for whatever reason, I put my cell phone number in there, not so much to get a thank you, but just because I wanted to know, I guess, that the packages got there.
Did you write Santa Claus on the return address?
Yes, I did.
And so you shipped it off, and did you kind of think that would be the end of it?
I kind of did, yeah.
It wasn't long before the call started rolling in.
4:43 p.m.
Hello?
This is Rosicella.
Thank you
for the presents you gave me. I love you. Bye.
Do you remember how you felt when you first started getting these voicemails?
Yeah, I thought that was really nice. It made me feel good that they were happy.
But it didn't stop there.
No, it didn't. It was kind of funny in a way. It went from thank you to kind of almost desperate, menacing phone calls, and the calls were getting more and more frequent.
Can I have a few presents because my mother is broke and I have no presents? Thank you. I love you. Bye. Even though you didn't give me no presents, I still love you. Bye, Santa.
What are your thoughts hearing this again now?
I think they were bringing some of the kids in from outside from the neighborhood because they heard that Santa Claus came.
Was there a point where you started to regret, you know, what you had intended as a charitable act?
I think at some point I regretted putting my phone number down because this one kid was getting more aggressive and more ferocious. I was getting calls like every half hour, every hour.
Santa! Santa! Come on, Santa!
Were you purposely avoiding their calls?
Absolutely. I wasn't going to pick up.
Why?
I think I would have encouraged them more if they would have called. Then they would have asked for many more presents. And after all, Santa Claus only delivers at night. The kids are not supposed to speak directly to Santa Claus. At least when I grew up.
Did this whole experience make you feel any different about being charitable?
Well, while there might be some people that could be scamming Santa Claus, you do it with the idea that hopefully the majority of the people that write these letters are legit and honest, and that's the best way to approach it.
Bye, Randy Gurian. I'm Santa Claus.
My dad's decided to play Santa again this year. Last I spoke to him, he had picked three kids' names and was just heading out the door, trying to decide what to get.
Scott Gurian works at public radio station KGOU in Norman, Oklahoma. He spoke with his father, Randy Gurian.